Between 1953 and 1957, when TV was new, a cartoon character called Winky Dink had his own show.
Winky Dink, and you, Winky Dink, and me, always have a lot of fun together.
Winky Dink and You gave kids the chance to do something naughty, draw on the television. Strictly speaking, a clear plastic sheet protected the picture tube as you used special markers that came with a kit that parents had to buy. Of course, some young viewers ignored that advice. In any case, during crucial moments in the plot, Winky would ask the kids to help out.
Put your Winky Dink magic screen in front of your TV screen and rub it hard with your magic cloth to make it hold fast.
And then be ready to help us with your magic crayons in another exciting adventure of
Winky Dink and You.
Today we call this sort of relationship interactive. Then it was a gimmick that lasted a few years. Winky Dink made a brief comeback in 1969, but now it has been packaged on videotape, complete with markers, cloth eraser, and plastic screen cover. Dr. Carol Lieberman has spent much of the past decade trying to bring Winky Dink back to home screens. She's in our Los Angeles bureau. Dr. Lieberman, I have one question for you. Why?
I asked myself, but why? Because I'm a psychiatrist, and when I came across Winky Dink and had the opportunity to try to bring it back, I jumped on it because this is the kind of programming that kids need. They need it actually now more than ever because it's the kind of thing that empowers children. By us drawing on the screen and completing certain things like drawing, tracing a rainbow and that turning into a bridge that helps Winky Dink get across a river, it makes them feel that they can do things in their own life that are creative.
But what's the difference between taking the crayon and tracing around the nose of a dog and it turns into a rocket ship and another kind of interactive game that, the kid pushes a button or moves a mouse and has the same effect of contributing to the plot?
I mean, yes, you can say video games. People can go to an arcade. Kids can push buttons that bomb buildings and things like that, which I think is responsible for a lot of the problems we have in the world today. But there is much more of a connectedness when the kids actually draw on the set, and that helps advance the story in a positive way.
I played with a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old while we were doing this, and it's very fast, almost too fast when you're asked to, draw the boat, and, the next thing you know, it's starting the next scene. And the 4-year-old was having a little problem with the motor skills. 6-year-old was right in there, and I have to admit, even me as a something-something was having a bit of problem. How did you plan the time lapse? I mean, to make sure that the kids don't get frustrated, because it is moving awfully fast.
Well, it does move a little faster than it did on television in the 50s and 60s and 70s to sort of accommodate the kids who are more used to playing other kinds of games and having faster hand-eye coordination. But, it is something that then keeps them interested in repeating it so that they eventually get that down.
Dr. Lieberman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Carol Lieberman, she's responsible for bringing back the interactive video Winky Dink.